This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here with our weekly overview of what's going on, what's good in the farm business as it applies and affects family farms. The food family farm connection is what we focus on here. Later on in the program, we're going to talk about the Fairness for Farmers campaign, which has been originated by the National Farmers Union with its president, Rob LaRue, explaining what Fairness for Farmers is all about. I assure you it'll be worth your time because the National Farmers Union is all about the smaller, the family farmer. That's their constituency, and they're working hard. So I'm not necessarily a proponent of theirs versus the American Farm Bureau Federation. I belong to both of those groups. I'm active in both of those groups on my farm. And I always say to people when they're interested in finding out more about me on social media or the farm, you can go to Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, eastleyfarm.com to see what's going on. I raise Jersey replacement heifers, and there are some Holsteins in there, Brown Swiss as well. I have lots of ways to attract people. It's agritourism time, actually, on the farm, September and October on my farm, and I'm guessing on yours too, the harvesting that goes on produce farms. My friend Tom Hansen up the street on his farm has a corn maze, and he's got a big sunflower patch, and he's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds to the point of probably thousands of pumpkins people come to pick, and they enjoy the tours around the farm. People love to do that. And then there are the state fairs. I was trying to figure out, according to my own experience, much as anything else, going to these state fairs, which one have I liked the most over the years? I haven't been to many. Well, we haven't had any the last 2 years because of the obvious. But they're starting up again. Many of them now are actually going on. Eastern States Fair, the best state fair in the U.S. I think that a lot of people have been to the Minnesota State Fair in St. Paul. That's right up there. The State Fair of Texas in Dallas is very good. The Wisconsin State Fair is excellent. Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. The New York State Fair in Syracuse. I think those are all very, very, very good. But normally in most of the reviews that I've seen, the Minnesota State Fair comes out on the top of the heap. So something to be aware of, something to go to. There are a lot of fairs and festivals. Individual communities have them at this time of year. It's kind of fun. I know we have them all. State fairs, county fairs all over New England, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Vermont. It's a good time to enjoy the fruits of our labor, of your labor, if you will. Another news item this week that I think is, I guess I would say this is a challenge. And it depends on how you look at it. The development of cellular agriculture. That is food grown in factories from cells. So what does this do to your business? What does this do to our business? Is it good or is it bad? Are there beneficial alternatives to what we are doing now? That's what people at Penn State want you to believe. A lot of research being done at some of the state grant colleges like Penn State, UMass, that sort of thing. The assessment of trajectories for new technology that take computer science and biopharma and tissue engineering and food science to grow meat and eggs from animal cells. Now, I don't know about you. I don't eat meat anyway because the cows are my friends and I don't eat my friends. So that puts me out of the expertise department other than I can't imagine, and this has been something that's been kicked around for a couple of years, I can't imagine anything worse than meat grown from some cell putting it into a petri dish and seeing the cells grow and become meat without them being on an animal. They're just cells in a plate. It's like it's hello. But there are eggs that have been produced like that. A lot of genetically modified things going to. And see, I don't like, that's not my cup of tea. GMO stuff is verboten in my house. I don't want it around. I don't eat it. I don't want to talk. But a lot of people say they made a lot of money on genetically modified foods. And that's, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's that is true. But I dare say that a lot of you who are family farmers, smaller farmers, haven't gone in that direction. It sort of reminds me of a 3D printer. You've heard those stories about the 3D printer. You make almost anything. Guns. You can make machines out of them. So that's what we do. We're making meat like we make machines. And it just seems nuts to me. But cellular agriculture, apparently, according to these land-grant colleges, where the work's being done, would reduce land use, water use, chemical use, minimize greenhouse gases, improve food safety, optimize nutrition, eliminate the need to raise and slaughter large numbers of animals. However, cellular agriculture could also concentrate ownership and power of the global food system, which is what these big four companies want. They want to push the smaller family farmers out. They want to push the fishermen out. They want this to be an industry that they can control, the supply of food for everybody. Do you know how dangerous that is? How bad that is? So I wanted you to know that there is big change afoot here if these people have their way. I think it's a horror show, frankly. It feels like a complete horror show. All right, before we meet Rod LaRue, who's been on this program before, from the National Farmers Union, I want to remind those of you who are concentrating on your health and well-being. Remember, many doctors, I do a program called DJV Health, a couple of doctors, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell, will tell you that they've never seen, nor have you, if you think about it, someone who's obese, who's old. You're heavy, overweight, body mass index out of whack. You're just not going to live to be an old person. That's just the way it is. So if you want to live, you got children, you got grandchildren, maybe great-grandchildren, you want to enjoy them as long as you can, then get yourself healthy. Think about yourself and think about them. They want to have you around. So go to toploss.com, which is the home of Calitrin, the all-natural weight loss formula that's been around for decades, helping millions of people not only lose weight, but keep it off. That's the secret. Keep the weight off the natural way with Calitrin. That's really the message here. And plus the fact that if you go to toploss.com and order, get $10 off every bottle, use the DJV code, please. That's the early fall special. So look your best for the holidays. Yep, we're already talking about the holidays. Calitrin will help get you there in 90 days. It's the all-natural, healthy choice for you to lose weight. Check it out at toploss.com. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
When you think Subaru, you think love.
The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
All right, so now it's time for us to focus on something that is really a priority. I was just talking about the changes in the food industry. I don't even like to call it an industry. Let's see if we can get some definition of terms here from Rod LaRue, who's the president of the National Farmers Union, who joins us again on the American Family Farmer. Rob, good to have you back.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Okay. So just before we get into the whole Fairness for Farmers campaign that you have launched, I don't know if you heard me talking about the development of the cellular food industry and the concentration of power and ownership by the big four or five ag companies and how this puts them even more in the driver's seat. Has the National Farmers Union taken a position on cellular agriculture at this point? There's good and bad to it.
Yeah, that's right. So as you're probably aware, Farmers Union is very much a grassroots organization, so all of our policy is driven by farmers themselves. Really the big focus here is making sure that farmers themselves have access to the system, not the big multinational corporations, and that on the flip side, that consumers actually know where their food comes from, and, you know, unfortunately, we have to say it these days, but what is their food that they have in front of them?
Yeah. Do we know even what we're eating? That is a great question. So that's the idea is that we have, we're in modern times, obviously. There's a lot of research being done, a lot of money being given to Penn State and University of Massachusetts and some of the other land-grant colleges by a big ag to see if they can come up with the right formula for, in essence, putting a lot of farmers out of business. And so you need to know that as the research is being done. Hopefully it's not being paid for by tax dollars. But let's get around to this fairness to farmers doctrine. I've talked about this a couple of times in vagaries on this program, but the reason you're here is to get specific as to how the Fairness for Farmers campaign will work. Are you doing this because Biden is president? Does it make a difference who's at the helm here as to whether this can be successful or not?
Well, it may have a question to do with whether or not it can be successful, but, you know, who is in the White House at any time, unfortunately, hasn't made any difference for farmers over the last several decades, whether it's Democrat or Republican or anyone else. The rate of acceleration of consolidation in this industry, the biggest companies getting bigger, putting additional squeeze on the marketplace and on family farmers and ranchers. It's been, unfortunately, one of the few bipartisan efforts that has been against farmers. And so we are stepping up as Farmers Union to say it's time for a change and we need it now. This has always been a priority of ours. It's the reason why we even started way back 120 years ago. But, boy, the circumstances nowadays is such that we've got to do something, and we're hoping that this isn't Farmers Union only, because we know that regardless of who you are and what organization you may belong to, that joining Farmers Union's efforts on fairness for farmers is all about, you know, making sure that farmers have a fair shake.
Well, they don't, and this is not going to help. That is the sort of things we were just talking about. It's a disaster. The disrespect being shown for farmers is really distressing, and that's what I want to talk about, among other things, as we really dig into the Fairness for Farmers campaign with Rob LaRue from the NFU. I'm Doug Steffen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down, baby, take my arm.
We're having a conversation this week on the American Family Farmer with Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union. Been in that position for a couple of years now, and he's come up with his staff with the idea of getting farmers a fair shake. We were talking about how things have eroded over the past couple of decades, presidents and administrations and people who are just disconnected from the farm. It was a whole lot different, and I know it sounds trite. The reality is that only, 1.5% of the people that live in this country make their living on the land, whereas it used to be 90% or 80%. When I was a kid, it was even in the 50s. 50% of the country had some agricultural ties. Now it's down to pretty much nothing, and that's because of what you've just said, the consolidation, the big companies buying up the little companies. And that's not just true on the farm side. It's true, Rob, on the grocery store side. There are 4 or 5 companies that control most of the grocery outlets in this country, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And this is the big problem, and this is the reason why this isn't just a question about fairness for farmers themselves, right? But if we have fairness for farmers, this is also fairness for consumers, because the whole food chain is really at risk. We've really taken, while we might have added efficiency, we have lost a lot in that race to efficiency with markets that don't work. And quite frankly, when we have things like the pandemic hit, it means that grocery stores run short on certain products and farmers get hurt as well. So this is really not just a question about fairness for farmers, but for consumers and making sure that we have a steady food supply out there.
Well, one of the things that became real to me and people that I know that are in the farming business in my area is that the public, maybe to put it in the terms you used a few minutes ago, efficiency isn't necessarily what the public wants. What they want is something that's good and healthy and well-grown. And so with the pandemic and the realization that really where'd the milk go, where'd the food go, there came a different sort of a regrouping and focus on the family farmers where they are. You know, if there are enough of them around, more and more of them are kind of, you know, sprouting up, not dairy people, but produce people. And so last year and this year were pretty good business years you know, depending on the weather where you are, which is another vagary. But I find that the public would be happy to pay more, actually go to the farm and have the experience or see what's going on there. Don't you find that to have been the case as a result of the lack of food in the stores?
No, absolutely. Finally, we have, you know, for the first time, as you've kind of mentioned here, in probably a couple of generations, we have consumers now having a better understanding of the problems that agriculture and family farmers have been facing for a while, and the fact that they can't depend on a food system the way it's currently built, and that just having a handful of players in the grocery store chain, a handful of players in the distribution chain, and just a handful of players in the processes of our food, consumers have been on the losing end, and we know very well that farmers have been too.
Right. Farmers get it in the neck, and the consumer, the most important adjunct. We have nothing if we don't have consumers, people that are buying and using and eating the things that we grow. And so, you know, there is something that came out this week about what happens if you eat a hot dog, you lose 34 minutes of your life, versus what happens if you have something that's grown fresh that comes out of the farm, fresh pork, fresh beef, that sort of thing, that hasn't been affected by a lot of the hormones that get shot into the animals that are on these huge, not even farms, they're factories. So that's where we are. I want to compare Biden and what their initiative is here to the others that have been in that seat in the last 20 years or so. As we continue in the next half hour with Rob LaRue, I'm Doug Steffen.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight, too. Well, I always loved it, but I love it 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States is in talks with countries that border Afghanistan about housing over-the-horizon counterterrorism operations that would allow U.S. military to survey and strike targets in the Taliban-controlled nation. That's according to senators who attended a classified hearing with Pentagon leaders this week. The Pentagon leader's testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee showed that President Biden solely owns the foreign policy fiasco. So says Republican Senator Dan Sullivan from Alaska on Newsmax.
President Biden solely owns this foreign policy fiasco. His generals advise him not to remove a small force of American military members, and we saw what happened in August. But the other main takeaway is it's clear the president has not been leveling with the American people. On so many big issues, he has not been telling the truth.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One of the men shot during the failed President Reagan assassination attempts on March 30, 1981, tells CNN Thursday morning his thoughts on John Hinckley Jr.'s announced unconditional release earlier this week. Former Secret Service agent Tim McCarthy.
I don't fear for my safety or my family's safety, and he would be, would be a very bad idea for him to show up on my front porch. I assure you of that. It would not be welcomed. But I understand what they're thinking, you know, that their father was almost killed. It put their family through a lot of trauma. And as much as I appreciate what they have to say, the bigger picture in my view is that we can't allow or give any people any idea that taking a shot at the president is anything less than the most severe, should get the most severe punishment. Not necessarily just because they're no longer a danger to themselves or others, but can we take that risk? Constantly. Look how many presidents we've had attempted assassinations on or assassinations. Can we continue to take that risk and send a message that maybe, okay, you can do it and maybe you do 25 or 30 years and you're out? So I worry about what it says in the greater context about presidents of the United States. We go through our elections are something to behold, as you know.
McCarthy became the chief of Orland Police Department, south of Chicago, in May of 1994. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. Turn from green to bad harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
The American Family Farmer Show. Every week, a podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, which focuses on the information that we put together, sort of in, it's not restrictive, but it's concise. And we'll hit the high points, but sometimes people like to listen to the whole program. You can do that at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, plus listening to it on a couple of hundred radio stations around the country every week. We're talking to Rob LaRue, the NFU president, National Farmers Union, about the Fairness for Farmers campaign, which has come up because Joe Biden at least has said that he wants to police agricultural mergers. Now, I never heard that. Sonny Block was someone I had no use for whatsoever. Trump didn't know from nothing. He was a New York hamburger eater. He didn't know from nothing about the farm and didn't care, and it was obvious. The corruption in the agriculture department after the pandemic was legion. Unspeakable things went on with your tax money and mine. So Biden comes in, and he's looking around. Now, whether Vilsack, what's the root of this? Is it you, Rob LaRue and the NFU? Is it Vilsack? Who's really behind the campaign? Because Biden has said he wants to break down big business across the board, and farming happens to be one of the things that he wants to break. He wants to make sure that we're not being overrun with big companies that are going to curtail our access to food. So stop the big consolidation. Who started that?
Well, certainly Farmers Union has been pushing this priority for many years, long before Biden took office. Certainly even before the last administration was in there with Trump, because, you know, over the last couple of decades, the Department of Justice, who approves these big ag mergers, has really not been on their job. And what that has meant is just this rapid escalating of big ag and really changing the marketplace for both consumers and farmers. And we have been pushing each administration to do something. So we're at least optimistic. Now, look, do we think that this is going to happen without a fight? Certainly not, but we are very optimistic that for the first time in a very long time, we see real proposals out there to get teeth back into the Department of Justice to really look at these things closely. But more than that, it's kind of not just focused on USDA. It's also focused on the Department of Justice. It's also focused on the Federal Trade Commission, which also manages this. We can't do it without all of government looking at this. And it's not about government control. I think that's a misnomer that a lot of folks have here, a misunderstanding, that this is somehow trying to guarantee profits for farmers or guarantee something. It's about making sure that that free market out there is actually working, because it's not right now.
No. It's a disgrace. And the giant companies, whether it be the grocery stores or the big ag outfits themselves, work in collusion. And, you know, you talk about the people who are in charge at the Department of Ag, let's say. Those people come from the industry. Where do you think, you know, whether it's Biden, it doesn't matter who the president is, where do you think the people that run these departments get the quote-unquote expertise to do policy? It's from the people who are in the industry that they're regulating. So it's the biggest joke. Whether it doesn't make a difference what the industry is. They send in, you know, it depends on how much money your company gives in campaign finance contributions. That's what gets attention. And then let's say, I don't know, Monsanto, let's use ADM. ADM is a good example. People from that company are in the Biden administration right now. They supported Biden. So they choose these people from the industry because they know the industry. They come in, they re-regulate so that it favors their business, and then at the end of the administrative time, they go back to their companies. So it's a rigged system to begin with, mostly because of Citizens United and that horrible campaign reworking the rules for contributions. But isn't that really the problem? These people who dominate the agriculture industry are coming from the businesses that want to put the small farmers out of business.
Right. So this is why it's so important that we finally have USDA saying the right things. Yeah. And so now as farmers, as consumers, as those who care about making sure that we have truly a free market in this country, and that everybody gets a fair shake, push to make sure that these changes actually happen this time, and that it's not just another example of Washington speaking the right game but doing nothing.
So how are you going to make sure that that is in fact the case? How are you going to monitor? How are you going to push? Because you're up against these huge, you're lobbying, National Farmers Union is a lobbying union for farmers. So how do you go up against the big K Street guys that get millions to have companies get their own way? In essence, how do you combat that?
Yeah, I think the trick here is going to be the fact that this is a bipartisan issue, right? This is not just a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. We have lots of senators up on the Hill who think that this is not good for anybody, and that we need to see real change here. And it is true that, you know, a farmer's lobby does not have the dollars that some of these others do. But we have let the system get so out of whack that it's time for change.
Yep. All right, some more as we focus on the farmer, the family farmer, Rob LaRue from the NFU. Got a couple of more specific questions about how the campaign, which we're talking about, the campaign Fairness for Farmers, is going to grab hold, and what you can do to help and participate as we continue here on the American Family Farmer. Did you know that The folks at MyPillow, a great American company with great American workers producing a great American product, they're more than just about pillows. That's the name of the company. But MyPillow has given a lot of attention to other things, the towels, for example. They're fabulous. The MyPillow towel actually, imagine this for a concept, absorbs the water. Now you get some of those expensive lotion-y feeling towels. They don't absorb the, they just push the water around. Right now you can order a 6-piece set. Get two hand towels, two bath towels, two washcloths. The 6-piece set is available now in a variety of colors and sizes. It's like everything else at MyPillow, machine washable and dryable, very durable. If for any reason you don't like it, you have 60 days to send it back, get your money back. MyPillow.com. Go there, look at the products that are available. Use the DJV discount code 30 to 65% off on things like the towels, on the sheets, on the pillows, on the mattresses. Check it out. It's MyPillow.com, the website. The checkout using the promo code DJV is on the code. There's a listener specials page. You'll see a box there. Put DJV in that and enjoy the benefits of shopping online at MyPillow.com. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people will remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Back with another few minutes here, Rob LaRue from the NFU, National Farmers Union, getting to the specifics of what it is. We've got the Ag Director, Vilsack. You've also got the Attorney General, who's on to all of this. There are, the concentration. We're talking about food, but there are also other issues here, Rob, like seed companies, the control of feed, the control of pesticides if you use them, things that fertilize or enhance the soil. You know, all of those things are being hugely concerned. Look at Bayer buying Monsanto. And, you know, I think they bit off more than they could chew because they didn't quite realize or do their due diligence as to how many people are suing Monsanto because of Roundup. But, you know, there are other things. Who wants a big company like this to control the seeds that we can plant? I don't want them. Could they tell us we can't plant them if we don't buy them from them? Right? Who wants that?
That's exactly right. You know, we talk a lot about the examples in meat and so forth and what happens in the grocery stores and with the pandemic and so forth. But the fact is that farmers out there have known for a long time that as these companies just keep getting bigger and they have fewer choices out there, that what this is meaning is that they have very few places to go for their inputs. They have very few kind of decisions that they can make because the choices are getting so few. And their prices just keep going up. So we don't have competition in this market space. And so these companies can work to just keep those prices going up, making margins, which are always tight in farm country, even tighter. And meanwhile, their stockholders and so forth reap the benefits.
Yeah. All right. So how do we get farmers to share their stories? Do they send the stories? These are things that should get to the folks making the decision, whether it's bureaucrats or politicians. But you get a lot of members. What are you telling them to do to tell their story so that the quote-unquote government officials pay attention?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked that because that is one of the biggest impacts that certainly as Farmers Union we have always had, and that is that when farmers are telling their stories directly to members of Congress, to other officials, that has a huge impact. Now, you know, we certainly hear from farmers who say, well, my story is not important or nobody's going to listen to me. But the fact is that if farmers are not telling their stories out there, if members of Congress are not hearing those stories because folks don't want to speak up, then I'll tell you who they are hearing from. They're hearing from the lobbyists for the biggest companies out there, making sure that that's the only story that they hear. So whether it is on Fairness for Farmers and this campaign against these multinational corporations and consolidation, go to nfu.org. And you can tell your story right there. We'll reach out. Anybody can reach out to a member of Congress and tell their story directly. But certainly joining an organization like Farmers Union is a way to do it collectively because together, telling all these stories, we think we can make a real difference.
Well, getting to you and present, you know, the whole impact of social media, also telling a story to your local customers, getting to members of Congress, senators, they have to be. And in the farm states, I noticed that John Tester has done a pretty good job. I think he belongs to the NFU, does he not?
That's right.
Yeah. So he's from Montana, big farm state. How's he doing? What's he doing on his own here?
You know, we need more farmers who are members of the U.S. Senate, that's for sure. John Tester, Senator Tester is a huge ally for farmers and ranchers, certainly in Montana, but even across the country, because he is continuing to fight for things like restoring mandatory country of origin labeling. Again, making sure that the beef that we're consuming here in the U.S., that consumers actually know where it's coming from,
right.
Which unfortunately they don't right now.
Well, that's because the big companies keep them. They push to make sure that legislation doesn't pass. What about the Packers and Stockyard Act? How does that affect the family farmer?
You know, this is a law that was put in place 100 years ago because packers weren't treating farmers fairly with their contracts and so forth, and packers and dealers. And it has eroded over these years, and we need to strengthen that act right now. And that is part of this whole process here. We cannot continue with a system that puts farmers and ranchers at such a disadvantage. And that, unfortunately, is the reality today.
All right. Join the NFU in their fight. You get to them at nfu.org, nationalfarmersunion.org, working for the Fairness for Farmers campaign and helping out. I endorse what they do. I wouldn't be a member if I didn't think they were doing the right thing. So help them out. Help yourself out. nfu.org. Thank you, Rob LaRue from the NFU. I'm Doug Steffen, 53 past the hour.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Past the hour. Reminder here on the American Family Farmer of our weekly podcast. Help yourself to bits and pieces, snippets of conversations that we have with farmers, with people who are successful. The whole idea behind these discussions is to help you make your farm more successful. Big farm, smaller farm. When I say big farm, I mean in terms of family farmers. There are family farmers that I know that have thousands of acres. They're growing crops or have dairy or beef or whatever it is. It's not the family farmer concept is sort of a step back from big ag, even if there are a lot of these farmers or some of them have a lot of land and grow a lot of crops. There's just a difference in the philosophy. Most of those farms are controlled still by families, and the younger members of the families in my experience, and this is sort of me getting off on my opinion toot, are really smart when it comes to marketing. And that's why I think the family farmer, if you're not involved in dairy, and even some of the dairy people after last year, after the first year of the pandemic, saw an increase in attention because the products are so much better. And when people, that's the pandemic got you to the farm, and then people realize the food is much better, so they stay there. And then you think, okay, well, how do I attract more business, new business? And I'll tell you, my experience these days is totally wrapped around social media. If you go to Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, you'll find my farm, Eastley Farm, easily, readily available, even more info than you can find on the website, because that's where the action is. So if you don't have somebody who's a killer social media person on the farm, I'm guessing it's a younger. If Ma and Pa Kettle are running the farm, I'm guessing there's a daughter or a son or a grandson or a granddaughter that knows how to do Facebook posts, Instagram ads, that sort of thing. The quality of the content is important, what you're selling. And I think I've used Facebook, actually, to enhance the visibility of my farm. Actually, I've used it for the radio programs as well. There are ads you can suggest on Instagram a few minutes ago. Most of the social media have platforms that you can buy advertising on. And listen, think of your local, if there are any. I used to work on my first radio job back in the dark ages was on a local radio station, and I did a farm report on the local station. And I did a talk show on a local station. It was a disc jockey for 13 years on these local stations. And I learned that it was important to reach out in some way, shape, or form so you have direct connecting. Advertising on your local station. Advertising on, social media is one thing, but, you know, there's more, let's face it, a lot of people are on social media, but it's a hit or miss thing. Radio advertising, if you can find a local newspaper or an online blog, advertise your products there. Usually not crazy expensive, but you got to have a reach. It's almost, I think I heard it referred to once as an organic reach. Reaching out, telling the story, and getting people to interact with you, to ask you questions. Somebody always, every day, needs to be looking at, in my instance, I make sure there's at least one or two people that look at the social media every day, answer the questions we have. We always have questions about, are we going to do hay rides this weekend? What's the biggest selling ice cream? How old are the goats? You know, whether the cows have two horns? You know, stuff like that. Make sure you pay attention to it because people will notice if you aren't. And they'll take shots at you, whether warranted or not. That's the negative side, the bad side, the underside of social media, is that sometimes you can, you know, kind of come out on the short end of the stick. What I've found is that many times you consider the source and you don't respond if it's something that's really negative. But if it's something you can address and fix, a problem that's misunderstood, then make sure you tell the story. And then back to fast forward to using social media to promote your dairy products, to promote whatever the special is, this raspberry is picking this week, or is it pumpkins, or is it lettuce, or whatever it is. Make sure the content that you're spending money on has a clear message. Make sure that if you're just using your own devices, make sure the message is clear. What do you want to tell the person who's listening or viewing? That's it. It's a clear call to action. Come to the farm and buy your peas. Come to the farm and get your ice cream. Come to the farm and have a hay ride. Come to the farm and enjoy time with your family. That's it. Get the message straight. Whether it's social media or advertising, it's very important to get the right message out. My advice, my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Dairy Farm.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.